From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Two Humboldt State University students have been suspended from their respective athletic and fraternal campus groups pending a current student conduct investigation regarding racist posts that were recently discovered on social media. The school issued a statement on the situation, reading in part, "As we indicated earlier today, the HSU administration takes these behaviors seriously, and we have immediately begun a student conduct review, but must continue to adhere to student privacy laws. It's important that our campus community is aware that we will hold our students accountable pending results of the investigation and within the scope of the code of conduct. Please know, due to privacy rules, the final outcomes of the investigation and the names of the students will not be released." Well, the man charged in the May 20th death of Roger Mitchell, Mitch Clark, may also be charged in the stabbing death of a 38-year-old woman in Cooper Gulch a week earlier. 22-year-old Wesley Lee Sterrett being held now on a $1.5 million bail amount. On May 13th at about 8:30 p.m., EPD responded to Cooper Gulch for the report of a stabbing. When officers got there, they found a 38-year-old woman with multiple stab wounds. That investigation revealed a white male in his early 20s approached the female and assaulted her with a knife. The assault unprovoked and only ended when the suspect's knife broke. The broken knife blade was left at the scene. The two did not know each other. The victim survived but was gravely wounded during the attack. On June 3rd, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant to investigate illegal cannabis cultivation in the area of Tobacco Road in Petrolia. One parcel investigated during the service of the warrant, it did not possess the required permits to grow pot commercially. Deputies located and seized 62 grams of methamphetamine. They took out about 353 growing pot plants. They also found six firearms and numerous prescription pills packaged for sale. Also, they placed 59-year-old Carol Wilson of Petrolia under arrest for possession of a controlled substance and sale while armed. Early Wednesday, Hoopa Valley Tribal Police and Hoopa Valley Tribe Volunteer Fire went to the south end of the valley, specifically Camp Krusty, for the report of a gathering and an intoxicated woman who had jumped into the river and was unable to be located. Luckily, after a short time, she was found alive, stranded on the opposing side. After a short time, the woman was brought back to a safe location. She was evaluated and eventually taken home. Humboldt County's COVID-19 case counts increased to 104, one additional positive case on Wednesday. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.